Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules' aim is slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Out of there, yeah.
See ya.
I could easily see him being like, oh, good, we're done. Whoops.
Oh, we're working, is done.
For those listening, there's a button. What happens when you reopen your computer? What does it look like? What kind of mayhem does your computer look like when you reopen it?
I gotta be honest. I don't even know. I always wondered if I, when I close it, am I out of the conversation?
Yeah, you are. Just there's.
I close it. And those fucking idiots.
Yeah, those dumb dumbs. God, I hate those guys.
We just hear you carrying your laptop throughout the office.
Can you believe how dumb those guys are? I'm talking about Coley and Tyler.
Coley leaves his laptop open on this all day because he can just hear me and see if anyone's talking shit about him.
I would have long had to punch someone in the face if that were true.
Still time.
Yeah, still time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once my back works again, someone's getting a clobbering. It's my favorite weekend of the year. Well, used to be. Now not as much. But that's a sadder conversation for not this show. All-Star Weekend. I still love it. I've always loved it. It's like Christmas to me. I take a very childlike approach to this weekend. Everyone else who likes to shit on this weekend while they watch every fucking second of it, I hate
every
those
year.
People. I fucking hate those. But those are my least favorite people on the entire internet. The NBA All-Star Weekend bashers who sit there and watch every fucking second of it. You guys fucking stink. I hate you. Y'all never be your friend.
Listen, imagine how bad it's going to be this year. Like, with all how bad basketball media has been leading up to the All-Star break, I think it's going to be horrible. Like, much worse.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
And it's going to be, like, negative 300 degrees, so people are going to be pissed, too.
I am people.
Let's see. Where do we want to start? The skills challenge as they start?
That's first, right?
It's first. It's the strangest event. I feel like it changes without anyone really telling you every
few
years.
Yeah, no one tells you. Yeah. They have to pass through the legs this year or something.
They don't even tell the players. Like, they get the, like, you didn't do the behind-the-back 360. Nobody told me to do that. What do you...
I mean, it used to just be, you used to be on the course solo and you had to go all the way around the court. And then it was, all right, we're going to put you head to head. But it's like, if I can't remember if this is right, but if you just miss the bounce pass through the tire three times, they just tell you to go. It's like, well,
yeah,
why?
It's
just,
like you
just throw two immediately, then throw the other. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Go.
Throwing two, yeah. Two-handed, then throw another one. I'm out.
And then I'm back. I'm out of here. I beat you. Good job. See you later, fuckface. Jason Tatum won it last year. He threw a like full court shot in at the buzzer. I don't anticipate Tatum winning again.
I don't either.
I don't think have we ever had a repeat winner in the Stars Challenge.
Not that I can.
I don't. I feel like everybody. You do it once. You're like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, you usually don't go back in it.
Yeah, where's Spencer Dinwiddie?
Yeah, that's all he's got. Who do you got, Todd?
I don't know why you'd want to go back in it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's once is more than enough. I'm going, surprisingly, with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Plus 450. It's one of the, like, it's really, it's all matchup now because they do it head-to-head.
Uh-huh.
But they're going to match up, like, Bam and Sabonis are going to go against each other. So somebody kind of big is going to make it to the finals just because they're going to put, like, guards against guards. Like, Patrick Beverley is going to go against, like, Dinwiddie. Yeah. I don't know who they're going to put Shea against, but, like, if he gets against Middleton, I think he can take Middleton. So I'm going plus 450 with Shea.
It's probably going to be Siakam, Tatum. Could be Beverley, Shea.
Fine with taking Shea.
Beverley is going to stink.
From Chicago. That's the only thing that gives me some pause. If he wasn't from there, yeah.
Listen, it does not matter if you're good to win this event. It absolutely does not. It's always someone.
I know. Jason Tatum won it. Who got his ass.
It's never like, oh, yeah, this guy. No. That's never how this goes. Like, I think Siakam could do it. I might take Sabonis, honestly, because it never makes any sense.
I'm on Alexander, too.
Okay.
That's the pick.
You're going to regret saying that much.
No, I like it. Like, I like it a lot, actually. Especially because he's replacing Rose.
Oh, is he? I didn't. Oh, yeah.
He's replacing Rose, and Rose was doing it for Kobe, so Shea's doing it for Kobe.
There we go.
Is a lock. Lock that. Get that at 450 while you can.
Here we go.
No, I'm going to take Beverley.
Okay.
I think he's going to do exactly what I just said and cheat and just throw three bounce passes at once and run back and then.
No matter who went, he just goes up to the podium anyway. Like, yeah. Our champ, Jason, he just had a Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, real Chicago style, he just steals it.
Yeah, everybody's just like, this is fine.
The three-point contest, which they've changed for the first time since they added the three-point contest. I can't imagine what other change they would have made. They now have two, essentially four-point shots.
What?
I did not know that. Not a money ball. They still have the money ball.
They still have the regular money ball, but these are worth 3 points. So the money ball is what, two? Yeah, the money ball is two. So yeah, now this is worth three. I think they added time. Not a lot, but some time because you have to take two more shots now.
Now, is it's still within, like, the five spots on the court, or is the four-point shot, like, somewhere, big three style?
Oh, yeah, no, it's exactly big three style.
Oh, yeah, okay. It says,
I like it.
Features a new look in addition to two shots in the Mountain Dew zone. Two locations positioned
equidistant
between
I'm not even looking at what you're reading, and
between the racks at the top of the three-point arc and the adjacent wing rack. Each of two balls, pedestals in the Mountain Dew zone, located 6 feet behind the three-point line and holds one special green ball, the three ball. Clever.
Makes some sense.
I don't like that.
No. I don't hate hearing it. I'll have to see it in practice, but it does sound.
I mean, it's still a three is a three still. Like, that's not real.
There's just nothing like those contests when someone, they almost go into a trance and you can tell from rack to rack, they're just on a different planet. Now you have to make this completely different path out. I don't know if we're going to see someone go on like a crazy hot streak, unless you're taking these last two at the end. I don't know if you have to be like corner, wing, take the three and then go to the top.
I'd imagine it's at the end.
End makes sense, but is it on a rack? But like, are they balls on a rack, or you get it passed to you?
No, I think it's gonna be like you know how they have the one people dunk with, like on its own fucking pedestal. I think it'll be like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's gonna take because I don't think they are gonna make you take it at the end unless you can take them whenever you want. Which can you start wherever you want now? I don't think that wouldn't make any sense.
I think they should. Like, yeah, as long as you take all the shots, who cares? Do you want to get your hot spots out of the way first, or do you want to get your cold spot out of the way first? Who cares?
What do you guys got?
I mean, I'm not going to be there with Tyler to be able to give Joe Harris the proper pep talk we gave him last year. So sure. I can't in good faith pick him knowing he won't have the same routine as he had a year ago.
Yeah. That's just an honest man right there.
With this new fold, like, we would have advice to give him. He's going to go in there with no advice. And I I'm pulling for him still, obviously. I just don't see it.
He just misses every shot, and he's like, I didn't talk to mixtape before the game.
If fucking Davis Burton's win, I'm going to shit myself.
Burton's? He probably will. A four-finger assassin?
Listen, that's who I'm going with. Plus 550? Yeah. I'm going Burton's.
I don't hate it.
I'm going Trae Young.
The favorite. All right.
There's no reason to pick anyone else. He's going to win.
Is he the
him and Lillard are tied. Yeah, Lillard. LaVine being in this is criminal. Someone should be arrested.
I thought I was looking at the dunk contest list. I was like, what's going on here?
You know, he's opting out of the dunk contest to be in the three-point contest. He was definitely pressured to do something with it being in Chicago, and he's just like, nah, I'm not dunking. I'm just gonna
Doesn't he know that nobody likes to try hard? Like, hey, we know you're a junker. We don't give a fuck if you can shoot threes. Like, I don't want you in it.
I mean, no. He's got two of them, but it is Chicago. Has anybody ever won both?
Dunk Nobody's and ever 3-point.
Yeah.
Bird, who can forget his vicious rim rocking in 83.
Yeah, no, when he dunked Dominique literally through the basket to win the title.
I don't even know who else. Like, Lillard's done all three. Someone else has done all three.
But I don't know if anybody's – I'm looking at the three-point contest winners now. I don't think Marco Bellinelli won the dunk contest.
Capone, I remember Capone when he won the dunk contest. That was good.
Yeah, I'm looking at Eric Gordon, Devin Booker, Joe, Paul Pierce, Daquan Cook, Rashawn Leonard. So, yeah, if he does this, I guess it's history, which I guess is cool. But you know what else is history? Three straight dunk contests. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, I can't in good faith pick him. I think he's going to mail it in. I think he will dunk. I wish I could bet on him dunking during the three-point contest. I bet he does that.
Yeah, he scores like 7 points. And for the last one, he's just like, yeah, watch this.
No, I think he's going to stink so bad he's going to be out of it. And as time's expiring, he's just going to dunk one.
That's what I'm saying. He'll have like seven on the last rack. And he's like, yeah, fuck this. I'm going to take it between my legs twice.
I don't hate Buddy Hield here, but he's either going to be eliminated. He's going to be the first one eliminated, or he's going to win. I don't think there's going to be anything in between. But I'm going Devonte Graham.
I don't mind that.
Thanks, Bush.
Great odds.
That's going to be my second. Like, I always take two, so I'll definitely take him.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. No, I mean, Trey, I feel like they've added this new shot specifically for Trey, Dame, and Steph, but Steph's not here, so you got Trey and Dame. I think that's what they'd like to see, but they won't. Dave Graham's going to win.
I think my second would probably be Duncan Robinson, because he's like Trey and Dame, they're like, I got to do this and interviews and still play the game. Duncan Robinson's like, this is great. I'm just happy.
You got to take one of the whites.
The tall whites, too. I'm Bertans or Robinson. Lock it in.
Yeah, you absolutely. Like, Joe won it. Like, you just can't. If you're going to bet two, you got to take one of the – there's three of them this year.
I think LaVine's mixed. I don't know if that helps him or hurts him.
If you took, like, Trey and LaVine and you put them in like, a beaker of sorts and you, like, separated their colors and some sort of experiment, the two of them combined would give you, like, 45% white.
Sure.
Yeah. It's good math.
Good old eugenics.
Yeah, that's what we do here. Eugenics and global warming. And next, phrenology.
I don't know.
I was going to say.
Must have been checked out for 10 minutes. I caught myself fast. I didn't know what that is.
Honesty.
Phrenology is when they used to take like a big like hook type deal to measure how big your skull was. And that's how they were trying to it was wildly racist. That's how they tried to determine your intelligence.
People were dumb as hell back in the day.
That's very, I would have fucking thrived back then.
Yo, that skull? Oh boy.
Smartest man alive.
Yeah, if you look like an egg, they're like, that guy's a genius.
Sick.
The dunk contest, the most hated competition on the planet. I don't even know what else would be close.
All-star game itself.
Yeah. But I was thinking like home run derby. No one hates the home run derby.
No, yeah, I was going to say everyone likes the home run derby.
Yeah. Nobody cares about the Pro Bowl, so it's not hated.
Right, but everyone, even like outside the Pro Bowl, like the events that they don't advertise at all, but you catch randomly on ESPN at like 3 in the morning.
Right. Yep.
Those are all sick. Like those should be made a bigger deal of.
No, said Roger Goodell.
Yeah, no, they refuse. And the hockey skills contest, I feel like that gets people buzzing. So it really is just the dunk contest that's hated. And it's only hated at the NBA level. People like the high school one. People like the random ones that pop up on Instagram over the year. The NBA yeah. one, the one with the best of the best, boo, P.U.
Yucky.
And to those people's credit, Dwight Howard's in this one.
Ugh.
Hammer him.
No.
You going Hammer to White Mush?
Yeah, you have to.
No. I was going to say.
Hey, nostalgia.
Well, he was going to do the, like, the Kobe was going to help him out thing. So now I wonder, I think he's got one, like, insane dunk plan, but I don't know if he's got, like, four, like, enough to get to round 2 and 3.
I'm not taking anyone but him.
It's the best odds for sure.
I love him in this.
Now, there's a fundamental.
Superman cape.
Yeah, people hated remember? That dunk.
Huh? Remember
people,
this?
People didn't like that dunk when it happened. If they like it now, I'm going to be furious. There's one fundamental rule about the NBA dunk contest. When the James Whites of the world, when the Shannon Browns of the world, when the Derrick Jones Juniors of the world enter this competition, they just don't win. They'd never win. They're clearly the best athlete there. In game, they throw down insane dunks. When it gets to the contest, either all of them historically have kept their best dunks for the next round, or they're
they
just
never
not,
make it to them.
Yeah, they never make it to it, or they're just not that fucking creative. They never, ever win here. So I'm going with Aaron Gordon.
What a surprising pick. Asshole.
Listen, you picked the guy who's won it before. I didn't.
I'm going white boy Pat. This feels like the perfect topper to Black History Month. I can just smell it. Like Pat, he's like the third best odds. Again, I think Aaron Gordon, I think he's the only one here taking this seriously. Like Aaron
Very
Gordon
seriously.
Needs, he won't retire till he has a slam dunk title.
That's true.
And Pat Connaughton just keeps out of nowhere, just flying like chin at the rim dunks.
I think he'll do like he'll put like the warm up on like Brent Barry. Like he'll do something as to another white dunker.
They'll put one on for Heil Hitler. Crowd goes wild.
Listen, he's a Massachusetts boy. He'd never. but no,
Mark Wahlberg is going crazy.
Yeah, Connaughton. He did. I think he had the highest at his combine, highest vert at his combine. Like he's a crazy athlete. So
He has a 44-inch max vertical, which is half an inch less than Hamidou, and it was the second highest ever recorded. So Connaughton gets up. He's also not that tall, which will help him too.
So oh, like, that always
he's
helps.
8'6", 9". He's 6'4", 6'5". He'll get that benefit of the doubt, too.
Yeah, again, and he's white, so people are going to be going bananas for what he's doing out there.
Like, oh, my God, he did a two-handed slam off 2 feet. 10, 10, 10, 10.
Listen, if you're short or white, you got that going for you in the dunk contest.
That's another fact.
More to white. 0 for 2.
Yeah, that's a terrible pick, Mush. I know.
Dwight
I took that
is winning it.
Not a chance.
You said that Gordon's got enough in that, like, that's all he's going to do. What do you think? Dwight doesn't have to play basketball. He has to just win this.
He's been thinking about this for a while.
But even if he wins this, people aren't going to like him one way or the other.
No, he knows that. They are. Yeah.
I will say, whatever like Kobe tribute dunk he's going to get, that's going to get him a 50.
Yes. Think about Barstool. Like when Dave goes on Man on the Street, everyone's like, oh, old Barstool, great. Fucking old Dwight Howard jumping over shit. It's going to be great.
Which is the only person excited for a Dwight Howard.
You can't believe it. I wish I can't believe it. I can't wait to see him on there.
Jesus Christ. I can't wait till Aaron Gordon jumps over the Jumbotron, dunks it, and they give him 42.
See, that's the thing. Aaron Gordon's been the best dunker for 3 years and hadn't won it. He's the only that's the reason I didn't pick him. I was like, he'll probably have the best dunks again and that's why not win again.
I have to pick him. There's no way he's losing again.
This is the 20-game losing streak. There, the 20-year losing streak.
There's just no way he can go in there and lose again. None.
It would be a great story. He's he just plays till Vince Carter's age because he's still going at us.
He never gave it up.
The All-Star game itself, MVP. I don't even want to talk winner because I don't think anyone knows how it can be won.
It's definitely LeBron's.
LeBron's winning MVP?
No, his team winning.
Oh. Yeah, Giannis stinks at drafting.
Horrible. Yeah. But it was funny. He's like, I want the ball, so I'm not taking James Harden.
That was funny.
They baited him into it, and he walked right in. I love how everybody's just like, fuck James Harden. Even in the league.
It's so funny.
Who do you got, Tyler, for MVP?
I really want to go Giannis just because I kind of think this is – I think it's the third straight year he's been the MVP – or had a team and lost to LeBron's team. I think they win this year, but he's plus 500 for odds. Russell Westbrook is plus 4,000. 4,000. One, he's playing like a madman.
He's got twice?
He's got two of these already. And you talk about a Kobe guy wanting to go out in the All-Star game and show out. Yeah. I'm going Russell Westbrook plus 4,000.
I mean, you can't argue with those odds.
No, it was what I was thinking as well. Because Giannis' team's not winning. Westbrook is the Kobe guy here.
The biggest. Maybe LeBron aside, but they're on the same team. And Russ is the one guy that's like, I don't care what you're doing, James. I'm going to the basket. Everybody else would defer to LeBron, see how he plays out. Russ is like, no, give me the rock now.
Right. And Westbrook, he can pad his stats in, the middle of the game with just wide-open fast-break dunks. And it's like, oh, how does Westbrook have 24? It's like, oh, yeah, he's got 12 dunks. and then in the fourth, all he has to do is get past 30. Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
Chris Middleton is plus 2,200, and Russell Westbrook is plus 4,000.
Listen, you've been shitting on close personal friend Chris Middleton a lot today.
He's plus 2,200. He doesn't have two All-Star MVPs.
No.
Not a knock.
Who has three?
Let's see. I know only Kobe and Bob Pettit have four. Would you say, Mush?
I'm going Lillard.
I don't hate that.
I want him to have an unbelievable season. No one really still care about him.
Okay. Here we're at three. Oscar Robertson has three. Michael Jordan has three. Shaq and LeBron. LeBron's interesting because if he goes Kobe guy and gets four to tie Kobe, but I don't think Russell Westbrook's going to care about that.
No. I don't remember Durant winning it last year at all. I can't remember he played last year.
Me neither.
He's got two.
Yeah, so Westbrook could break a tie with Durant, which would be very Kobe breaking Shaq's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Iverson's good too. Malone's good too. Isaiah's good too. A lot of twos. So yeah, Westbrook getting into this LeBron stratosphere would be pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. You're only going Lillard?
Yeah, I'm only going him.
Kawhi, I feel like, what's Kawhi's number?
Kawhi is plus 1,200.
No, they'll probably arrest him.
Yeah, I just don't think he cares enough. You have to care to get this.
No, for sure. That's why he should be lower than Middleton, I'd argue.
Like, I just didn't expect to see Russ's name in, like, the – like, Simmons is plus 4,000. I don't hate that either, but not when it's the same odds as Russ. If Simmons just goes out there, it just goes crazy. Shoots a three, even.
Yeah, they need threes.
If Simmons hits a three, I think he'll win it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he just goes and at the very end to ice the game, hits a corner three, they'll go wild.
He should do nothing but shoot threes.
That'd be incredible.
That would be. Yeah. He just goes 8 for 11.
It's crazy how it's so easy to be likable as an athlete. I don't understand how no one's really figured it out yet.
Some people have. Not enough.
Not many. One, chug a beer once. Two, throw a little shot at somebody. That's no. It.
Listen, I've seen Tom Brady chug beers. People hate that fucking guy.
We hated him before he chugged the beers.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to be like because he's so good. Like, people love him because he's so good, and obviously people hate him because he sucks. Like, there's people like, I don't give a fuck either way.
Yeah, plus we know he's phony. He don't. He's like tomato seeds for breakfast, so.
Who's somebody I don't give a fuck about if they're good, bad, or their personality, but if they chugged a beer and, like, took a shot out someone on Twitter, I would like them.
I'm just looking at these names. Luka Doncic. If Luka hits a three, turns around, and chugs a beer in the crowd.
The best. Best jersey sales in the world.
Like, Harden's plus 1,600. I don't think there's a single thing James Harden could do to win MVP. He could score 60 points in this game, and they'll be like, I mean, Siakam was on it early. I mean, he was the one passing the ball.
Westbrook.
Is everybody going Team LeBron?
Yes.
So you're going Westbrook?
Yeah, I'm going Westbrook, and then – long shot would be
Westbrook.
No, but like a long shot would have to come from Team Giannis because they're not going to win. But like Donovan Mitchell would be my long shot.
Yuck.
Right. That's why it's a long shot.
I got another single too. Trae Young scoring under 14 points or under 15 points, excuse me, is plus 100. I just like it's his first time. Even if he starts, he's not playing crunch time. I think it'll just be one of those. You'll get a couple shots up, but you're not starring here, buddy boy.
I don't know. If they want to win, he better play a lot.
Who is he on Giannis' team or LeBron?
Yeah, Giannis.
So is it's Middleton. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So is Middleton. Yeah, Giannis took Middleton first overall. It was.
I love the loyalty by Giannis. Bad GM. Yeah. Great friend.
Horrible GM. Absolutely horrible.
When I first saw the roster, I thought I was reading them wrong. I was like, did LeBron have like the first 10 picks?
Dude, that's what I thought too. I was like, Giannis had to be like he auto drafted like on accident or something.
Showed up late.
He just he kept Minnesota Vikings it. He just kept letting the clock expire. LeBron's like, all right.
Anthony Davis, yeah.
But yeah, we'll be back, I don't know, in like a fucking week because there's no games.
Yeah, it's true.
So congrats, Mush. You have 30 minutes back of your day.
Yep, that's nice.
For precisely 4 days.
Enjoy it, my friend.
Yeah, just remind me when it comes back.
No shit, dude. Dear God.
Love you, pals.